Please welcome Honey French.
Well, my story I had to change because I see the subject for next month, and it's better suited for that probably. So this is, it's always kind of impromptu with me, but it's really impromptu. I never thought I would never say, don't ever get trapped in a shower. And I was going to have a happy trip Christmas time. I was going to Sacramento to be with my family. And my sister is a fantastic gourmet cook. And we all bring things to fill out the meal. And then one of my nieces is actually a narc. She's a narcotic agent on the streets. Or she was for a long time. Now she heads the whole unit. And what does she do for a hobby? She makes the most magnificent cakes. There's one that looks just like a high-heeled shoe, and it's all edible. And there's another one that looks exactly like a wooden platter with a basket and straw coming out of the basket and a wine bottle with a label, and it's all edible. And she always brings things for Christmas that are just amazing. And she doesn't want to do it for a business, which she could, because then it'd be work. So it's more fun if it's a hobby, and she does it for Christmas. So that's always a treat to look forward to at Christmas. And I was also going to see that man that I think I told you about it before, that he saw me online, recognized me, and then asked somebody that's a mutual friend if anything about me, and she showed him my book. So he borrowed my book, Officer Honey, read it in one night, bought his own copy, and felt compelled to meet me. So he came to, we corresponded 2 months, and he said that we met when I was married to my first husband. I didn't recall him, but his name was really familiar. So he was good looking, and I was wondering how it was going to turn out. And the third day, he really got touched by God in an amazing way. And we spent 8 to 12 hours every day for 5 days without being bored. So he was really an interesting guy. And so I was looking forward to seeing him again in Sacramento, but I didn't really feel romantic towards him. I just felt like he was a good, fun friend. So we did have a nice time. He's very generous, he's very giving, and I helped him to grow some in the Lord. And I was staying with a really good friend and her husband, well, a couple. And they're the ones I told you, some of you remember that they offered me, because I helped them spiritually, they offered me to spend a week in their $200 a night condo in Maui. And God said no. I said, I hope you ask me again. And they asked me a second the next year, and God said no. I said, I hope you ask me a third time. And the third time was fantastic go. And amazing things happened in Maui, Oahu, and Kauai. But getting back to this story, so I stayed with this family. And they go to sleep at 9. And they don't mind if I come home at 12 or 1. And so they were asleep. And I decide to take a shower at 1 a.m. And when I opened the shower, it got stuck on the right side. And that should have been sufficient warning. But I went in on the left side, got in, and then when I closed the door, it was 4.5 inches, not enough room for my head. And I thought, oh, I can figure out how to get out afterward. Mistake. So I showered, and then I realized my towel's over there, and I could just barely reach it with the tips of my fingers going as far as I could against the door up to my armpits. And I prayed, please let me get this towel in to dry off. So I did get to dry, and then I put it around me sarong style, but it was damp. After about half an hour, I started to get cold. And then I saw two hand towels. And then she had two plastic hangers with hooks. And so it took a little bit of maneuvering on the right side to get one hand towel in. So I was able to put that on my shoulder. So that sufficed for another half hour. I started to get cold again. So then I finagled and maneuvered and was able to get the second hand towel and put it on top of the other hand towel. So that worked for a little while. And I was jogging in place. I was singing. I was quoting scriptures. But every 15 minutes, I took one of the plastic hangers. And if I got it to the exact right, there's two spots. If I hit it just right, it really makes a resounding bang. And then I scream, Duran, Sean, help! So about every 15 minutes, I did that. And I know they get up at 5:30 a.m., but this was only 2 a.m. now. So I jogged in place, I sang, I quoted scriptures, and I couldn't lean against the tile. It's too cold. I couldn't sit down because that's really cold, and my feet were getting cold. So there were my sliders. It was looked like it was out of reach. But with those, I put two hangers together, and I really kind of flip, flop, twist, turn, get it closer, then it slide away. But after a lot of maneuvering and praying, I was able to flip one over, and then I was able to put the two hangers together and kind of flip, flop, reach, lose it, flip, flop, reach. And I finally got two shoes on my feet. And that was so much better. So I jogged in place, quoted scriptures, sang, and banged, Sean, Duran, wake up, help. So probably about 3 o'clock, I decided, well, I'll get as far away in the corner of the shower and reach as far as I could and turn on the shower. And it was cold water, of course. It was really cold in her house. And then it finally got hot water. And I didn't want to shower because I knew my towel would get too wet. So I just wanted to warm up the air a little bit. But then I couldn't leave it on too long because the steam would make my towel too damp and too cold. So that warmed up the atmosphere some. So then about 4 o'clock, after jogging and singing and praying, and banging, I thought, what if they wake up at 5? And I was always praying off and on for her to wake up. I said, she hears you, God, so wake her up. Afterward, the next day, I found out she woke up at 3 a.m. She saw the light under her door, and she was going to get out of bed and tell me not to leave the big light on. Because she's really frugal. And then, but the day before, I had chided her because I fixed the bed really nice. And she goes in behind me and remakes the bed. And she does it military style with the corner really stuck in all the way where you have to yank really hard so it doesn't hurt your feet. And I told her, you know, sometimes when your things in your life are kind of not the way you want it to be, and sometimes you feel like your marriage isn't the best. Sometimes you feel things are out of control, and you control the things that you can't. So for you, it's your house, and you kind of are controlling about your house, and you should kind of let go a little bit. So 3 a.m., she thought about getting up to tell me to close the light. She would have seen the light on in the bedroom, the light on in the bathroom, and the light in the hallway, and she would have rescued me. But because I told her she was controlling, I better not say anything, and I'll just go back to sleep, which she did. So I didn't know this, but about 4 o'clock, I said, well, they ought to be getting up about 5:30. And I thought, what if she decides to exercise? That machine, see, I'm way over on the bottom floor in this corner of the house. They're upstairs on the far side of the house with the door closed. And her exercise room is right next to her bedroom. If she starts exercising, that's another hour. It'd be 6:30. So I started praying, please don't let her exercise. And please have them go downstairs or something. So 5:30, she opened the door, saw this light on, came down to find me. And she knocked on the door politely. And I said, hello. And she said, I look like a forlorn hostage. And then she wanted to, she started jiggling the door. I says, no, no, no. Please, first of all, just get me my nightgown. It's dry. It's over there. And her house is so cold, I actually had two nightgowns on top of each other. And so she gave it to me over the top, and she was going to jiggle. I said, no, no, could you please leave the room? She says, well, I've seen lots of naked women's bodies. And I says, well, you haven't seen this naked woman's body. Could you please leave? So I was able to put on that nice, dry nightgown. They were icy cold because it's so cold, but at least it was dry. And so now I know never say never get stuck in a shower.